Some news is being reported out there. First reported by Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald that the Miami Dolphins are expected to have a visit from Knowshon Moreno, formerly of the Denver Broncos. He is a free agent running back out there. This would be his sixth season, and not too often do you find running backs, and I know he has shared the duty there in Denver, first-round draft pick back in the day out of Georgia. But Knowshon Moreno had his breakout year last year, rushing for 1,038 yards. He had one fumble. How many? See, 10 touchdowns. That's pretty good out of running back position. And I'm wondering why the Denver Broncos, for whatever reason, and maybe they still will contact him, and maybe they're in contact with him, but I'm wondering why the Denver Broncos are not sitting there saying that we want him back. I understand they have Ball and they have another running back on that team, so it's running back by committee. But Knowshon Moreno, a lot of Dolphin fans are saying, how come the Miami Dolphins won't bring him in and kick the tires, Troy? But it looks like he will be in town this weekend.
Well, you know, you got a 26, 27-year-old back, and I think he'll be 27 in July. And a guy who, again, is starting to reach his peak. And I think when you bring him in, he is that guy that can do it all. And when you think about the offensive line, I think the type of blocking that we will implore is maybe a zone blocking scheme. He is perfect for that type of situation because that's exactly what they ran in Denver. He's a guy that is going to get to the hole with his vision. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy that once he gets into that second level, you know, he, like you said, a couple years ago, he only fumbled one time. So you don't want your guys fumbling the football, but you want a guy who has a nose for the end zone. So with those 10 scores and 1,000 yards, that's the kind of productivity that you need out of your running back.
And what also I like about Knowshon Moreno is the fact that he could catch the ball out of the backfield as well. Last year, he accounted for a lot of offense out of the backfield. He had 60 receptions for 540 yards. So you're talking about a dual threat as well. The Miami Dolphins are bringing him in here. They're serious about, you know, negotiating with him. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't even get out of the building once he gets in the building. Of course, they got to feed him some good food, Troy.
No, of course they got to feed him some good food. Not hot dogs and hamburgers. That's for sure. I know that much.
Troy, you weren't going nowhere if they gave you hot dogs.
Hot dogs and hamburgers, you don't get my signature on the contract.
I think you would.
But if the dollars is right,
it
yeah.
It starts maybe. With what, lobster or steak?
A little both. I want surf and turf.
But I think it's really a money thing. I mean, when you look at moves like this in the National Football League, they're always directed by money. I mean, you know, Denver's looking at it and saying, hey, let's let this guy test the market. Let's not overpay for him. You know, we can always come back in the last minute and try to, you know, steal him if he doesn't get too high. We got a couple of guys on our roster that we feel comfortable with if we lose him. And, you know, they don't want to set the price. And Denver doesn't have that much salary cap room. I mean, they're not one of the wealthiest teams out there as salary cap. So they have to be careful too. So this might be one of those players that say, hey, you know, we got to let him go in order for us to succeed. Mm-hmm. Maybe he might be a better running back than what we have. But you know what? We can use that money for some other places of need. Because they, you know, if anybody's trying to make a run right now, Denver is really gearing up. They are reaching deep in their pockets, making some big decisions to bring guys in so they can make another run.
Well, let me say this, Twan. One thing about this Miami Dolphin team and Miss Aponte, she's been signing these guys for those 2 and 3 year deals. So I can see perhaps a 2 year deal. Because if you look at Courtland Finnegan, the type of deal that he signed a 2 year deal, and it was almost a prove it deal, you know, probably a 1 year with an option type of deal. So, but again, you still have a young running back. Again, if he comes in, he proves himself, you know, then it's a possibility that you can sign him for a longer deal. I mean, because we have a good stable of running backs. And one thing about it, one thing that you know, that running backs will get hurt during the year, and then you have a possibility to trade a couple guys to get some draft picks back in return.
Well, we have two running backs here. If Knowshon Moreno was to be signed by the Miami Dolphins, that makes for a crowded backfield.
Yeah.
Decisions need to be made. Competition will be there, but that's what we're seeing out of Dennis Hickey is the fact that we're trying to increase, and I can't forget Gillislee as
money
well.
Mouse.
He was, you know, draft pick last year. That's a crowded backfield, but I kind of like that because I love competition. Guys who step up to the plate when it's competition time, you know, those are guys that you know that you can actually count
on. Who was
on.
In the backfield when you were playing?
Lorenzo Hampton, Ron Davenport, Woody Bennett, Ooh, Tony
Woody,
Page.
Man. Ooh. That was crowded.
Yeah, Woody Bennett. I remember the first time I walked into the locker room and I saw Woody Bennett. And this was, you know, me being a young rookie. I said, I don't know if I could play in the National Football League. I've never seen a running back that big. I've never seen a running back that big. And Tony Nathan was on the team as well. All of them walked in the door, and I'm looking at these.
So, wait, you just named six guys.
Yeah.
Six running backs?
And guess who was rookie of the year?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.